Mi boile lagufa.
Das last pasuk we need lagufa. So Rashi, who mi boile lagufa? Lezar gomer. It's talking about a regular zar. It's not talking about a bas kahanis, a bas kohen that got married to a zar. It's talking about a regular zar. Avalach the lav zorihi ma shenkin a bas kohen that she's not a zara. Itzrich u bas kohen leyesra. I need a special pasuk to say that a bas kohen becomes asra. So therefore, maybe I need the lav to teach me a bas kohen has a lav. So Mara says that's not shver. Shrei v'chol zak sivi. There are two times the Torah says the word v'chol zal yechol. Shrashi v'chol zal yechol kodesh. One of the yikuch of gimel. V'yoid gabi bas kohen siv. V'shov el melechem avi atechol v'chol zal yechol boy. Omiyocha teipik lav labas kohen anisasi Yisrael. From here we know that a bas kohen that got married to a Yisrael, there's a lav that she's not lari truma. Li oisra takas baral truma. Kozuman, she's married to the Yisrael, she's not lari truma. So we know the lav from over here. So Mela, why do we have to have the first part of the pasuk of bas kohen kisi el yizar? That's extra to teach us that any time she's nivula to a posla, she becomes posla also. So Mera says no. We still need the pasuk for the din of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. To Yomer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, he said like this: V'chol zar. The pasuk says V'chol zar. The what? Zaris or Marti Lucho V'lo Yaninus. Who's not Ladi Truma? Only a zar. If you're not a kohen, you're a Yisrael or a Levi. It's also for you to Truma. Mashenken Aninus. If you're a kohen, but you became a Noinen, still you Ladi Truma. One of your mishpacha died, you're an oinin. They didn't make the kfur yet, you're an oinin. But still, truma yularit. Only maisi nalarit. But truma yularit. That's his Rasha. So Rashi says what Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, the perakor, lahatir oinin betruma. That's what we do with this pasuk, v'chol zar. So v'zay, it's not extra. So Gemara says, to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, min zar v'chol zar nafka. You can learn out two things, v'kitza. It says an extra v'chol zar. That's his drosha. So the extra kol zar is also extra. The kol zar, that's the teacher's his drosha. So the kids, so we can hear both things from here. That there's a regular chai v'lavin, the male of the postik of Abbas Kohen Kisili Zar is extra to teach us that that she nivula to a postla, she becomes postla. So Mara says, no, v'yakati ni boile l'kratanya. We still need this. So Rashi Vakati Hai the Bas Kohen Kisiya, our first pasuk, it's not extra to teach us if she lives with a mamzer. She becomes posla. No, we need it for another drosha. Likiratanya, like we learned. That Kishi Chayzeres, when a Bas Kohen that was married to a Yisrael, so when she's married, she can't eat truma. When she gets a get till the husband dies, she returns back to her father. But for what does she return back to her father's house? Chayzeres Litruma, that she's Lari Truma now. But v'einor chayzeres lechazov v'shoik. She does not return to have the matnes kuna. She's not larit the matnes kuna. The zroya, the shoik and the chazov, that the matanas for a regular animal that you have to give to the kohen, this isha cannot eat it anymore. The Rashi v'akate hayt the bas kohen kisiyah mibor lelikuchin gemurin. Ula ashrimina kishi chayzeres lebeis aviyo, denisa sabal, v'zerein lo. In a case where her husband dies and she has no children, so now she goes back to her father's house. Still, ainu chazeres lechazav b'shoik shel shlomim on a regular carbon shlomim leechol kishar achoyis ho eichelas kesev ato bincho v'nesecho. So that's this pasuk about kohen kisiyah liyizar that once she got married, she's not larit anymore the chazav b'shoik of the shlomim. So it's not extra to teach us that if she's nivula to a mamzer, she becomes posel. So how do we know the first halacha? If I tell you, Yomer Rav Chizda explains himself. The Yomer Rav Chizda, Yomer Ravina, Bar Rav Shela. Mikra, what's the raya for his first drasha here? That when she returns, she doesn't return for the Chazor B'Shoik. The Yisir, the Pasuk says, Ubas Koyen Kisi Eliezer. If Ubas Koyen got married to Yisrael, he betruma sakodishim loitoichal. She's now Lari Truma. So we dash in, what does it mean, kodishim? What does it mean, betruma sakodishim loitoichal? So Idashna means Loitoichal Bemurim Minakodishim. Doesn't only mean Truma, it means Bemurim Minakodishim. When you bring a korban shlomim, the chelet that you give to the Kanim is the Chazon the Sheikh. So this chelek that you give kohanim of the shlomim, that she cannot eat anymore. Once a bas kohen got married to a Yisrael, she's poslotit the matona of a korban shlomim. So kids, you need the posuk now bas kohen kisil yisaf for this rosha, not for our first rosha that she becomes posel. So Gemara says, in Cain, if the only purpose for the posuk is for the next rosha, lichtav kro he bekodishim leitoichel. The posuk should have said clearly that when the bas kohen gets married to Yisrael, she can't eat kodshim anymore. My the trumas hakodeshim, was it say a double lashon of trumas hakodeshim, is shamat mino tarti. It comes to teach us two halachis. It comes to teach us halach and hilchos trumah also, that there's some chiddush in this pasuk that if a bas kohen lives with some zar, she's possible for meeting trumah. What does it mean? Not if she got married to a Yisrael, because that's from other psukim we know. Elamai means to say, if she was nivula, even without getting married, sam she had via with a posla, with a psul kahal, any one of these chayv elavin, she becomes like a chalola, and she cannot eat trumah anymore. So kitza, we have the raya from this pasuk, ubas kohen kisili yizar is extra. The teacher's izar doesn't mean she got married to a Yisrael, it means rather she had via with a posla to her, and therefore she became posla to each truma. So Gemara says, ashkechon kahanis. So very good. So far we have a pasuk that if a kahanis, a bas kohen, lives with one of these psulim, she becomes posla, she cannot eat truma. The Rashi says, the mifsula l'trumas, l'truma, the dias posel. We have a right from this posik of a bas kohen lives with one of these bia psula, that she becomes posel from eating truma. Very good. Ashkechon kahanes levi of Yisraelis, frati gemoro, levi of Yisraelis minolan. But how do we know the second chiddush? That of a Leviya or a Yisraelis lives with a mamzer, she becomes posla. Now what does it mean she becomes posla? She can't eat truma anyway. She's not a bas kohen. So by her it means that she's posla, she can't marry a kohen. How do we know this? How do we know she came like a chalala now, that she can't marry a kohen? From a bas kohen you don't know this. So Gemara says, Kedi Omer Ababa Omerav Omerav. Bas Ubas. He makes a drush, it says an extra vav. Ubas. The teach us a ribui, not only a bas kohen, who are then a Yisraelis also. His ochinami bas ubas. Says Lashon u bas kohen, extra vav. What's u bas kohen? That not only a bas kohen, but who are then a bas Yisraelis also at the same aloha, she becomes posla. What do you mean she becomes posla? She becomes posla, she can't marry a kohen. Truma, she can't eat anyway. But nafkaminari, she's not going to marry a kohen now. Tomorrow says, come on, who do you want to go like Lechura Krevi Kiva? To Darish Vavin? It's the Machlekes Rashi says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, if you dash in the Vav or not. So you want to say, if you go over Korn from Kiva, Yochad, if you dash in the Vav? Tomorrow says, no. Afilu Taim Rabbanon, even if you want to say, if you go over Korn to the Rabbanon Chita, that usually the Rabbanon do not dash in the Vav, but over here, Kulay Ubas Kroy Yisairu. There's so Pusik of Ubas Koying, Kisil Yizar is an extra Pusik. The whole thing is extra. Like Rashi says, Kula yubaz kroya seiruhu. Dok siv liyel minei, it says on top before him, v'koyen ki yikne nefesh. V'yelid beiso, imoso nechtav abasra, v'chisil yizar right away. What do I have to say yubaz koyen for? So the whole word yubaz koyen is extra, therefore here we make the drosha from the vav. Since the whole thing is extra, it's the drosha, why did the Torah put the extra vav? That's also part of the drosha. So Mora says, Ashkechon l'truma. So far, very good. We know the water that can't eat truma. Fredi Gemara, but lekuhuna minolan. How do we know for truma? How do we know for kuna that the apostle they can't marry a kain? So Fredi Gemara poshed. Otu levi of the Yisraelis loy lekuna marbinin lo. Like a monoshach. You have an extra vav ubas. You're telling me now it includes even a bas Yisrael also. Now what happens to a bas Yisrael? Truma she can't eat anyway. So what's the chiddush here? It has to be that she's not allowed to marry a kain. So you see, if they live with a psula, she becomes posel, she can't eat, she can't marry a kain. So the modila truma, benois mechel truma ninu. If the chiddush is ubas the vav, that a bas yisro can't eat truma, chita, she can't eat truma in the first place, even before the bia. So alma, so tomorrow, why not? Alma loy, why can't you find the case? Mishkakas lo de koch lo bishvil beno. I could have a case that this bas yisroel married the kain. Now, when she's married to the kohen, she's lari truma. If she has a kid, and then the husband dies, she's still lari truma. even though she's a Vasi soul, she doesn't have a husband now, but since she has a kid, a Kayin, from her husband, she could eat Truma. So maybe in such a case, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now if this Vasi soul, now if she lives with a Mamzer, a Cholom, a Nosin, she becomes Tosha, she can't eat Truma. So maybe the Chiddush of a Vasi soul is also negated Tilchot Truma only. But maybe she's not possible to marry a Kohen. Maybe she can still marry a Kohen. So Gemara says, "Bishvil b'no kal v'choyma." For cause of a son is a kal v'choyma. Uma kahanis di kedusha de nafsha ochlo madach uredu labas Kohen. She eats for herself. Because what? Because she has kedusha. Posulo. So we say what when she lives with one of these psulim, she becomes poslo levi of Yisraelis lo yochle l'bishvil b'no. Even in such a case that his bas Yisrael was first married to a kohen and the husband died, but they left over a son that you say she eats. So lekol shechein, isn't it for sure that if she's going to live with a poslo, she becomes poslo? So what do I have to have a pasuk for again? What do I need ubas, the extra vav for? That's like a kal v'chomer. If we're only talking about eating truma, madach the bas kohen that eats because of herself. When she lives with her mom, that she becomes pasuk for truma, avad rabas Yisrael that only eats because of her son, of course she becomes pasuk if she lives with her mamzer. So what do I need the word of vav ubas for? Ella might have to teach us that she can't even marry a kohen. Gemara says no. I'll tell you via nesenis. No, it's part of the Svara, where I do need the limud. I will tell you maybe Svara just the opposite. Kahan is the Kaddish Gufa, Obas Kayin, she has Kedusha herself. Her body is Kaddish. She has Kedusha's Kunar in her. That's why she's not in Truma. So then I will tell you the Svara Apostle. If she lives now with a Mamzer, or with one of these Chayvilavin, since she's Kaddish, she passed through, she took away the Kedusha, that's why she can't eat Truma anymore. She has no Kedushas Kuna in her. How come she's able to eat Truma? Because she was once married to a Kohen, and she still has a son from him. Therefore she can eat. But she does not have Kedusha Machmas Atzmai. So maybe I would tell you, Svara, she lives with her mom there. Since she doesn't have Kedusha, it's not a theory of the Kedusha. So maybe she doesn't become Posla. Maybe she could still eat Truma because of her son. Maybe I say, like Posla. So that's why I need a pasuk ubas, the extra vav. You just know that even though she's a bas Yisrael, she has no kedusha. But lamaisa, she's eating truma now, and if she lives to a pasul law, she can't eat truma anymore. But still, without the kasha, how do we know she can't marry a kohen? Though maybe she's allowed to marry a kohen. So Gemara says ela lakuna. After we're saying shita, if any one of these ladies, either a bas kohen or a bas levi, a bas Yisraelis, lives with one of these psulim that they can't marry into kuna, I tell you that's a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer the grusha. A regular isha that I gotta get. The locha is the kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So ma grusha. Shemuteris betruma. Ma dech a grusha. Let's say she's a bas kahanis. And she was married even to Yisrael. And then she got a get. After she gets a get, she goes back to her father's house. She's ladi truma. Still asur lakuna. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. There's a lab. Or Kohen can't marry Grusha. So Zu, over here, this Bas Yisrael, or this Bas Karkanis, Sha'asura Betruma, she's also Tetruma now, since she was Nivula to Apostle Law. Is Eina Din Shepsula Kuna? Isn't it for sure she gets a big psul in the goof that she can't marry Kohen anymore? Is Madrich a Grusha? There's no psul in the goof. She can eat Truma. She can't marry a Kohen. So over here, where they were Nivula, the Apostle Law, that they can't eat Truma, she can't marry Kohen. So Mora says, good, it's a kal v'chomer, but the klal is v'chimasirim and adin, we can't give an einish, we can't give a punishment because of a kal v'chomer. The svar is, hey, masirim and adin, each halacha has to say by itself, you can't learn out one einish from another one. The Rashi says, medin kal v'chomer, luk me v'lav gomer, ha'kai melon, d'yei masirim and adin, we owe, you can't give malchus min adin. Mashal, we said, the svar is, maybe we deserve a bigger punishment. Who says Malkus is enough? If it's a kal v'chomer to be chayiv, maybe you deserve a bigger punishment. So therefore we can't give you Malkus. So then the shver then, how do you know that they can't marry, that she's possible to marry a kohen? So Gemara says, here it's a svar, I tell you, gilu milsa b'yamu. It's not a real limud. It's a portion of gilu milsa. So Rashi, v'lav melech lidu. We're not really learning out yafinin. Lav lakuna. Mitruma de mela, kibun, yis lutrum, yis lakuna. Te truma hainu kudushas kuna. It's a gilu milsa. that once she becomes possible from eating truma, who was it she's possible to marry kuna? Like the kedusha to marry a kohen is totally in the eating of eating truma. If the isha cannot eat truma, something happened to her, who was in it's a svara that she cannot marry a kohen either. So Sonya Gila Milsa, you could learn out. So the Gemara like this. The aim is though, let's say like this. Nivala l'apostle law may be chai the krisis. Maybe that's true, you have a postakir. But maybe the izar means a chai v'krisis. That's when she becomes poslo. But maybe chai v'lav and she doesn't become poslo. So Rashi, shimbo le achia poslo metruma. If she lives with a brother, then she becomes poslo truma. To veinosia. Ava chai v'lav and maybe she only lives with a mamzer, with a chai v'lav. Kiva the taslo kedushin, since kedushin is chal with a chai v'lav, maybe le pastelo. The kusiv and also the moms of the poslim in Olin. How do we know Pshan the Brisa that says if this bas kohen or anyone lives with a mamzer, she becomes poslim, she can't eat truma, and she can't marry a kohen? How do we know this? Maybe the poslim going to meet the chayv krisis. So Gemara says the poslim says the bas kohen ki siya omarachmona that she got married to the yizar. Mashmud is kedushin chal. Hanich, and if we're talking about chayv krisis, so it's mashmud the poslim is hanich yisbu havaya. We're talking about noshim that you can that the aver is such an averum that kedushin is chal like a chayv lavin, but chayv krisis lavin ayavaya. So the pasuk can't be talking about she lived with a brother with a chayv krisis because the pasuk says kisiya mashmi she got married to the yizar. So it has to be a chayv lavin and not a chayv krisis. So that's how we know from this chayv lavin she becomes posla, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. For the gemara yochid that's the svar so oivid kichovim v'yevid. Why? If so, if she marries an Evi Kechavim, or an Evid, or she's not married, she lives with them, she should not become possible to marry a Kohen, because the Pesach says, Kisiyah, Mashma, the Kedushin has to be Chal, and we know an Evi Kechavim and an Evid has no Kedushin. If they make Kedushin, Kedushin is not Chal, so maybe if this Bas Kohen, this Bas Yisrael lives with her, maybe, lives with him, maybe she doesn't become possible. How do we know even to an Evid also she becomes possible? So Mor says, Hanich pasle mid Rav Yishmael. That if an isha lives with an ovik kechavim with a goy or with an eved, that she's possible to marry a kohen. That's from Rav Yishmael's halach. Not from this pasuk, but from Rav Yishmael's pasuk. The yama from his drasha. The yama Rav Yechanan mishum Rav Yishmael. Me nine. How do we know the ovik kechavim? The eved shabu abat Yisrael. The al kahanis ulavia. No matter who they are, if a goy lives with them, she apostle. That now this Bas Kohen, the Bas Yisrael, the Bas Leviya, cannot marry a Kohen. Shenema the Pesach says, U Bas Kohen ki si almono grusha. When a Bas Kohen becomes an almono grusha,